I made a promise to the souls in purgatory that I was going to keep and fulfill at the end of November. I was about to break it, and then I remembered this story. My friends, if you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you are doing the Daniel Fast during the season of Advent leading up to Christmas, check out this great video here. So I want to share with you this awesome purgatory story. Then I will tell you a little bit about what happened to me. And then after that, I want to share a second purgatory story that talks about our suffering here on earth compared to the suffering in purgatory, because this is a topic that people have been bringing up in some of the comments. Let's get into it right now. It happened during the time when Charlemagne ruled. In his retinue, there was a certain noble, righteous, and exceedingly devout knight. When death stared him in the eyes, realizing he could not escape paying the debt of divine justice, in the purgatorial darkness, he called his nephew to his bedside, whom he held dear, and spoke these words to him. "Listen, my dear, since all my possessions, which I possess of noble and noble-blooded origin, include a war horse, when I pass away, sell it at the highest price you can, and distribute the money obtained in this way to the poor, with the intentions of alleviating my purgatorial torments." Having said this, he closed his eyes, never to open them again. Although he trusted his nephew, he severely miscalculated, as instead of fulfilling the dying man's will, the nephew appropriated the warhorse for himself and even boasted about possessing it. And so a whole year passed, until one day when the nephew was resting in his chamber in the evening. A figure of his deceased uncle, surrounded by unearthly radiance, appeared before him. "You did not do what I asked of you," the apparition spoke, "to save me. Because of that, I had to endure severe torments in the fire. But the voice of my complaint reached the ears of the Lord, and he, guided by mercy and justice, pardoned the remaining punishment for me, while also deciding that you will fulfill it in my place. As you can see, I'm going to heaven. As for you, prepare yourself for severe suffering, which will henceforth be your constant fate." Having said this, the apparition disappeared, and the dishonest nephew immediately fell into a severe and painful illness that plagued him until his death. God takes our promises seriously, and at times we are inspired by divine grace in our hearts to reach beyond our normal generosity and to make promises to God. Now, although technically these are not held under the pain of sin, these are words that we keep before the Lord. This was the case with me. As we were going through the amazing month of November, God inspired in me generosity to the souls in purgatory. So I made a promise, which you will find out what it is when we get to heaven. And then the month of November ended, and it was halfway fulfilled, the rest to be fulfilled in a little bit of time. And I thought, no, maybe I don't need to do this. Satan came to tempt me, and he spoke words that he speaks to all of us. "No one will know if you don't do this. It's not under the pain of sin. You don't have to do this. It will be too hard for you." And he spoke such words as these, and I was being sucked into that temptation. And God's grace reminded me of this story and reminded me, will I be willing to suffer in purgatory for not keeping this? Or do I want to be a man of my word? God's grace came through. We talked it over with my wife, and we were able to, praise God, finish what we had promised. If you have made a promise to God about the souls in purgatory, I highly encourage you, based on this story and many that are very similar, for you to keep your promise and do what you said you will do. Now, the next story touches on the theme of suffering. Now, many of you know that about a year and a half ago, I had a mountain biking accident. I had been mountain biking at that point for about 2 years. And one day, a lot was going on in my family, and I was also asking the Lord to let me experience something of what it's like. Many things were fulfilled in what happened. In fact, I had just been praying before the accident, literally 5 minutes before. I had an accident where I fractured my neck. I broke my neck. I forget which C it was, if it was C4 or C5. The pain was excruciating. and for the next 2 to 3 weeks at least, I was under a lot of pain, and that gave me just a sliver of what it feels like to be in purgatory. Some of you out there are in chronic pain. You suffered pain like what I did, or even worse. Do not be deceived. The pain, and any pain that we suffer here on earth, is nothing compared to what the souls in purgatory feel like, even for a moment. Do not be deceived. The devil comes and tempts you, and he says, "Oh, God is so cruel. How could he do this? He is so terrible to you." Never fall into those traps. God allows us to go through suffering for various reasons, for our own purification, so that we can offer it for the salvation of others, so that we can offer it for the salvation of the souls in purgatory, and, connected to the first one, to humble us, to let us know that there are many out there suffering and we can share in that. Suffering from the perspective of Christian faith is an honor. It is an honor to suffer for God. This purgatory story showcases this truth. Once upon a time, a certain man fell ill and experienced excruciating pain. His suffering was so severe that every day he earnestly begged God to send him death so that he would no longer have to endure it. Instead of death, God sent an angel to him who said the following: "Our Almighty Creator gives you a choice, either death and 3 days in purgatory afterward, or another year of life in your body, enduring the same suffering you are experiencing now. However, once that year is over, you will go straight to heaven. A year or 3 days?" The sick man didn't hesitate for long. He chose purgatory. So his wish was granted. He died and found himself in the fiery abyss. After 1 day had passed, the angel visited him again and asked if he still stood by his previous decision. But our deceased, with indignation, exclaimed that he had been deceived because he had already been roasting in the fire for not just 1 day, as the angel claimed, but for countless ages. Unperturbed by these reproaches, a messenger of the Lord explained to the soul as follows: "It is not the length of time that deceives you, but the unbearable agony of the torment. In reality, you have only spent a single day in this place of torment. Do not fear, for the Lord has shown mercy upon you and allowed you to return to your body." How eagerly our departed one agreed to this, and just as promised, he suffered due to his illness for the entire year, and then he was taken straight to paradise. Do not look at suffering through worldly and shallow eyes. Rather, know that it is a gift. All suffering can be united to the suffering of Jesus on the cross, and it could be like gold in our treasury that we offer for ourselves, for others, for whatever you want. It is only our selfishness and the temptation of Satan that tempts us to question this. My friends, if you are undergoing intense suffering right now, do not lose hope. Know that this is God's mercy in a very painful form, and hard to believe this, but consider this story, that the rest of your life suffering like this could be less than just a moment in purgatory. And were you there, you would deeply regret your choice. Offer it up instead to him and trust in his mercy. My friends, again, if you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. And if you have made it to this part of the video, I want to speak to you in a particular way. First of all, thank you for your support. And if you're a subscriber, thank you for your subscription. I'm always on the lookout for more material to spread devotion to the souls in purgatory so that people can learn from these stories and grow in their spiritual lives. With my wife and I, we want to find ways to develop this channel further. For instance, we think about doing videos shot on location, for instance, the Shrine of the Souls in Purgatory in Chicago, and we're down here in Texas, visiting the Museum of the Poor Souls in Rome and doing a video on that, as well as a major shrine that we have found out about in France, just outside of Paris. The more that we look into this, the more we find that there's material to be done on purgatory. Please share with us your ideas. Please also share with us if there's other topics that you would like for us to cover. Now, I want to share with you something that God brought to my prayer, especially because upon the month of November ending, I asked myself, should I switch to a different topic? Let me share with you what God told me. Now, when we pray, God speaks to us in very subtle ways. So it's not like I heard his audible voice. But he quoted in my mind the verses of St. Paul when I asked him, Lord, do you want me to keep speaking about purgatory? This is what he said. In season and out of season to the very end. And then he brought to mind an image of a long, long staircase to heaven. And the staircase was made up of thumbnails of all the videos that I will make for the souls in purgatory. One thumbnail at a time, like a step, and it was a long staircase going all the way to heaven. As if he were to tell me, my son, you have a lot more videos to make about purgatory before you get to heaven. So please pray for this endeavor. Pray that I may find out what these videos are. They're already there in God's mind. I just have to make them. And I need your help most of all by your prayers and whatever ideas you have, please. I especially want you to know that I do not want to limit myself to any certain type of video on purgatory. That's why I often go to secular videos to get ideas for doing the craziest things in order to inspire people to believe in purgatory. I don't just want to preach to the choir. You understand? I want to reach people that don't believe. That's why sometimes I try to think outside the box. Pray for this channel and continue supporting it. I will see you in the next one.